As far as dear Father, we come before your presence today, depending on the mighty God. Lord, you speak and you have your way. And you help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the thought the Lord gave me a new commandment, and the new commandment is love. And yet, can we say it's new? In a sense, it's old. But what's new about it? What's new about this commandment is how Jesus wanted us to change the way we handle one another. That's what's new. The commandment was there in the Old Testament. But it seems that men had gone the way of themselves, satisfying themselves, doing what pleases them, retaliating if people do things to them. And the new Jesus showed a different way. Yes. If a person hurts you, we no longer, under Jesus, retaliate. Yes. We no longer should avoid those that do things that we don't like. But the whole thing is to be turned around because of Jesus. And Jesus set that example for us. Not to, if you remember Peter, when they came after Jesus, instead of him railing on them and retaliating and fighting against them, he told Peter to put up his sword. And when they asked for Jesus, they said, what did he say? I am he. Right? Where's Jesus? I am he. He submitted to the things that was happening to him. He gave us that example. And I feel like that if we follow that example, he said in one scripture, if you, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that you have love one to another. What's unique about the saints is the love that they have. And it's not a pretended love. It's a genuine love. Sometimes, you know, people will love you if they think you're going to do something for them. You know, if you're going to be a help to them or whatever, if there's an advantage, then you might get love from them. But among the saints, it's not so. We love, and that love is genuine, and it comes deep from within our hearts. It's not, you know, I talk to you with a smile and then I turn my back and I talk about you. That doesn't happen. That's not the way Jesus taught us. You know, I love this way. It's so precious. And you know something? I've seen it. It's not something that, I mean, I experienced it myself, but I've seen it. From a child, I've seen the love of God. I think it was last year we were talking about political things. But that can't happen among the saints because we love each other. We can't be on one aisle, on one side of the fence and the other, and we look at each other one way or the other because we're brothering. Yes. And we love. And that love is real and it's genuine. And you know something? The world needs that. Yes. The world has so much hate, animosity, for whatever reasons they have it. But the Bible says ye are the salt of the earth. So we can give them love. Some people have not known love. They don't even know how to love because they haven't been shown love. But we know. And we can give this out to the world and to one another. When we're hurting, we have our brethren that love us and care for us. I thank the Lord for this way. Let's go to John 13th chapter, 34th verse. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. He says it again, that ye love one another. He's trying to get the message across. So he said it once, and then he said it again, that ye love one another. Let's go. I want to look at some thoughts. Jesus came to give us a new perspective on life. He came to give us the ability to obey the scriptures that tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Now, that scripture is old. It's in the Old Testament. Let's look at Leviticus 19:18. Somebody get that scripture for me, please.
Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord.
Yes.
See, this scripture is in the Old Testament, but people couldn't do it. They didn't have what was in them to do this scripture like we can do it today. Jesus broke down all these barriers. The Jews didn't like the Gentiles, and the Samaritans had no deal. They didn't have any. But Jesus broke down all the barriers. That's why I love this. It's wonderful, saints. We don't have to worry about what color we are, what, how tall we are, how feeble we are. Oh, I'm an old lady. I had a birthday on Sunday, and I turned 76 years old. I'm an old lady. I'm not no young lady, but I don't have to worry because I got the saints of my family, whether they're young or whether they're old. Some of y'all's children, I've already adopted them. I'm old enough to be their grandmother, but I say, this is my adopted son, and this is my adopted child. I just love. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Just love. Nothing else. I appreciate the word this morning. To me, it was a foundation of understanding. The purpose in the scripture is love. And now we know, since that's the foundation, we have something to stand on. Because this is what Jesus wants us to do. Let's go to James 2:8.
If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well.
So how are we going to love our neighbor as ourselves? I try to tell my grandchildren, you know, do unto others. Do what you want to be done. And so I'm trying to think. One of them, two of them in Florida, and they were having problems. The two that's in Florida, the two oldest ones. So they called me. Grandma, we got a problem. This one said this about me. The two sisters now. And I talked to the one, I said, would you like for somebody to say those things about you? No, ma'am. And then I tell them what the scriptures say. Don't say things about someone else that you don't want someone to say about you. That's how you love your neighbor as yourself. You use yourself as a standard. How you want to be treated, that's how you treat other people. If you see your brother in need, the Bible says, what does it say? If you see your brother in need and shut up your bowels of compassion. How dwelleth the love of God in you? If I see you in need, I should be able to reach out to your needs and help you out. That don't mean that I'm talking about you got to give money. It doesn't necessarily have to be money. It could be something else. Sometimes a person that's alone. I heard a request this morning about the only person that goes to see that brother is an unsaved person. I don't understand. But if that person is in need, somebody needs to go to them and be there with them. Saints, I'm going to tell you, I'm not a loner. There are people that like to be alone. But I tell you, if I get down, I want the saints around me. I want you. Don't worry about whether my family wants you there or not. You say to me, I know, she said she wants me. And that's what I want. So if a person is down, we don't need to just let them be down there and alone. Let's go. Sometimes the enemy try to make you so shy and afraid to go and call them. I don't want to worry them. Well, try it anyway. If they say don't call, then you've done what you could. Try it anyway. Give a call. Go get, take some homemade rolls or whatever you think they might like. Take it. Help each other. Let us ever love each other with a heart that's warm and true. Ever doing to our brothers as to us we'd have them do. Kind words. Luke 10:37. Let's be kind to one another. One scripture say, if your brother is taken in a fault, ye there spiritual. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Consider your own self, lest ye also be tempted. Let's consider one another and provoke unto love. What I hope this message does is to provoke us unto love. Nobody, I really honestly don't believe anybody know how to love like the saints. I don't believe that. They try, but I believe the saints got it in a deeper way. Luke 10:37.
And he said, he that shewed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise.
I think I probably missed some. Okay.
And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes. See, the thing is, sometimes people really feel like they got it when it comes to loving God. I know what I'm supposed to do. I got to love God with all my heart. I'm so busy reading his word and getting close to him. But it does no good if you ignore your brother. We got to take him too. So we got to read that word, get close to the Lord, love him with all our heart and our soul, our mind, and love our brother, our neighbor, as ourselves. Do you know how I want to be treated? Do you know how I want what I want? We have wants. If we stop and think, we can think of all the ways that we want, things we want, how we want. I mean, honestly, how many of you like to hear somebody talk to you rough? I don't even see a hand. No. Then let's don't do that, because sometimes we think that's the way to get it across. You know, I've heard people say plenty of times, they need some good old tough love. I don't see that in the scripture. That's us. They need the love of God shown to them. I believe God could break down some real hard hearts if we show them love. So sometimes we may not could tell them the gospel right away. We got to start showing them some love first. I believe God will break that down. I remember, I think it was Brother Williams, Lewis Williams, said he had a neighbor that didn't like him or something. And he would go and he would cut his yard. Do you remember that, Brother Paul? You don't. And he would cut his yard. And then maybe he told it in Tulsa. I can't tell you. And then he kept doing this. And that man, first it was like, I think that's the first reaction. But after a while, that man was broken down by him doing good deeds to him. We can do this to help others. Some of us, I have to say I'm a missionary at heart. That's what the Lord gave me. So, you know, how are we going to reach others? We're going to have to take love. The gospel is love. And if we take this to people, we will be able to win them, or Jesus will be able to win them through our actions. Mark 13, 30 and 31.
Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
I still think I missed the scripture on that one. I don't know. But anyway, we know that if we are kind to one another, we will definitely show the life of Christ. Was it 12? Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Mark 12, 30 and 31.
Yes.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
Isn't that something to think about? Can we just stop and, like Brother Ed Wilson says, Salah, stop and let that soak in. That God put the value of the love that we have to our brother equal or second to the love we have to him. If we say we love him, one scripture said, the God whom we have not seen, what did it say? And love not a brother. I mean, it just doesn't, it's not work. That's not the way it happens. If you love God with all your heart, whom you have not seen, he's going to put that love for your brother as well. Well, Jesus said, love this new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now let's think about it. The love that Jesus did for us, we need to have that same love for one another. Yes. What did Jesus do? He died. He gave his life. He gave his life for us. And he wants us to have the same kind of love to that depth that we'll give our lives. So if we have to, however the Lord work it, we give our lives. In some ways, we can give our lives by giving our time. Yes. Sometimes we're tired. Sometimes we've had a hard day, or maybe we have a lot of frustration, and here comes a phone call. Somebody is in distress. Will we take time now? I don't care how tired I am. I take time to get on my knees and pray for that person. Or even if I have, well, because of the virus, it's not a lot of visiting. But we still obligated. Yes. We're obligated to one another. Let us give our lives for one another. Sometimes the Lord may give you a bonus. And you're so happy I got a bonus. And the Lord tell you, give that to so-and-so. Can you do it? But Lord, I got all these bills. Jesus gave his life. We can give to one another. John 15, 12 to 13. This is afternoon service. And I know it's hot. And I know it's sleepy time. I understand. If I see you doing this, I'm not going to resent you. Because I understand. But I want us to get as much as we can. 15, 12 to 13. I hope I didn't write the wrong scripture down this time.
You got it.
This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Go on to 15.
Go to 15. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you.
Can we be friends to others? Maybe this person got a terrible habit, and I don't really like their lifestyle. But can I be friend to them? You know what? You don't win people by getting down in the mud with them. But you can be friends to them. You can show yourself friendly to them. And that's what I believe Jesus said. He calls us friends. He gave his life for us. Let's give our lives for others. 1 John 4 and 12.
Have seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us.
Thank the Lord. We want this love perfected in us. Do you know, I want to read, I'm going to skip a lot of this. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13, because there's so much in that to help us to understand the love of God. The love of God, charity is the love of God. The end of the law, commandments is charity. That's the divine love of God. And when we give our hearts to the Lord, he puts that love down in us, spread it abroad in our heart. We are a changed person. We're no longer selfish and feel like we got to have it our way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. So see, some people think, you know, I'm doing all these acts. That's charity. But they don't realize those are charitable acts. But true charity is within the heart. And so it says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. You know, that's a serious thing.
Yes, sir.
You're going to give your body, and you don't have charity, you just wasted efforts. Now, here's what charity is. That fourth verse helps us to understand the fourth and fifth, sixth, seventh, several of these verses tells us what charity is and what it is not. Charity suffers long and is kind. Do you know how hard it is to suffer a long time and still be kind while you're suffering? It's easy. Sometimes you can suffer for a little while, and I can be kind of kind. But then when it goes on and on, it begins to rub me the wrong way. It begins to work on my nerves. That's when the love of God, we want the love of God to kick in so that we can go on and be kind while we're suffering. Don't bother me. I'm having a bad day. Let's ask the Lord to help us. It says, charity envieth not. You know, if you got charity, you can rejoice with somebody that has something and things are going good for them. It may not be going good for you, but you can enjoy the other person. And that's what charity does for us. Charity vaunteth not us itself. Notice that this charity affects how we deal with other people. Because when it says you suffer long and be kind, that means you're going to be kind to someone else. You're going to be kind to others around you. When it says it envies not, it has to do with other people, your relationship with other people. Charity vaunteth not itself. Do you know what that means? It's not going to put itself forward, try to act like it's something. No. Charity will help you to be humble. It says it's not puffed up. Pride is not charity. It's not the love of God. Does not behave itself unseemly. And you know that it affects how we behave. Seek is not our own. Now this is where you love your brother as your own. You're not seeking your own. It's got to be my way. Well, you know what? You know how we have when we're close together and working together. One person thinks things got to be one way and another. But charity is going to make you give in and not feel like it's got to be my way. I might have the best solution, but I don't have to. It don't have to go my way. It can go someone else's way. It's not easily provoked. This anger, the charity, the love of God in you will help you to be calm and not be worked up and provoked over every little thing that crosses you. Think it's no evil. Look at the things that charity does and does not do. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Verse 7 says, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Now I want y'all to pay attention to some of these scriptures. Charity never faileth, but where there are prophecies, they shall fail. Where there are tongues, they shall cease. Where there is knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Look at this 10th verse. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. I'm skipping number 11 because I want you to look at, it says, 12 says, but now I see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know it in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. Do you know what the Lord Jesus is going to come back for? His own love. If you have it, he will accept us. He will know us. He'll know us because We have his love in us. This is so important because I think about, you know, I want, when God comes for me, I want to have the attributes of Christ in me. And that's what he's coming back for. So he's going to know us according to what we have on him. And not by his faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. So what does charity do for us? It changes us. It makes us tenderhearted. It makes us forgiving. It helps us. It helps us even to overcome bitterness. If someone does something to us, we don't have to carry it. We don't have to retaliate. We don't. Sometimes people know better than to talk bad about people, but they say, I'm not having anything to do with them. I'm not calling them. I'm not going, you know. That's not charity. Let's reach out to the one that has done something wrong to us, and let's deliberately show them love. In one scripture it says, do good to them that have done evil to us or something like, then you heap coals of fire on your head. This is what we can do. Saints, I hope you all got a little bit out of this. Pray for me.